and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 817 Brock Hunter.
What? Damn it, Brock.
That was terrible.
That one guy that calls in can do it really well.
Yeah, we're not going to address that terrible impersonation of Hank Hill you just did because that's just awful.
Damn it, Bobby.
Dang it, Bobby.
It's not that good.
That's all right. This is one you got to work on. You know, it's just practice. Practice in the shower like you normally do.
You know, most importantly, Brock, you got your mask on. Today's the first day. The first day you got to wear that mask.
I don't have it. I've been wearing it. I wear it whenever I go grocery shopping or in any store. I got one in the truck that I use. So, but we have to wear it into the studio. And then once I get into the studio, because I'm basically quarantined in here, and then when I leave the studio, I got to wear it. I put the hand sanitizer on, do a little temperature check, all that stuff.
So does any mask fly in this situation, or is it, what is it, the NV45 or something? What are those masks called?
The N94s or whatever. You just have any kind of face covering. So, without getting into it with people, because you know we're gonna have the phone calls, whatever. It's fine. Bill Nye actually posted a video of him wearing different styles of masks, and he did the thing where it was like blowing out a candle. And they all kept it from blowing out the candle. So if you think they don't do something, they do. That's why they're masks. That's why they're on there. That's why people wear them. So, you know.
I mean, it's something.
If you're going to argue with Bill Nye, you're a piece of trash.
Absolutely. Bill. So I texted my brother over the weekend because I know the past 2 years he was a Mortal Kombat character for Halloween. So I know he's got two masks that they wear in the old game of Mortal Kombat. And would people look down at me if I wore a scorpion mask around?
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. In this day and age, you could probably get away with it, you know? If you wear the full costume.
Finish him.
If you wear the full costume, we might give you some goofy looks. But if you're just wearing the mask, it must be all he has.
I might just go full costume, bro. If I'm going to go that far, I might as well just complete it, right?
Exactly. I mean, don't half-ass it if you're going to do it. So.
This guy's going to rip somebody's spine out of their body. Look at him.
Oh, no. I saw him put in the blood coat. Oh, God. All right.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B, bro.
All right. Wear your mask. Let's do your WTF. What?
There you go. Did you see the new study of them saying, hey, you should turn your AC off because it'll cut down on the coronavirus coming through your house? Who in their right mind right now is going to turn off their AC?
Ain't no way I'm turning off my AC. Sweat my balls off. Forget it, man. Forget it. I'll just wear the mask in my house.
That Facebook post just had a bunch of laughy faces under it. I ain't turning it off.
No way. It's hot as balls out there. All right. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in a biz.
What's up, Katie? I got a giggle out of this. Something tells me this guy is going to fail his future driving tests. A guy who was learning how to drive was practicing in a parking lot in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania on Thursday night, and he wound up crashing into the building. The building was the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation Driver's License Center.
Oh.
No injuries were reported. Police are investigating. So here's a guy learning how to drive. He must have mistaken the gas for the brake and ended up crashing into the driver's license center where he was taking his test. So
he went through a brick wall just like the Kool-Aid guy and then asked the person right there, rolled down his window, says, hey, can I get my license?
So, I mean, you're allowed to hit one building, right? That's fine. That's okay. That's okay.
How did your driver's ed go?
Mine was, it was pretty interesting. I remember taking it. So I turned 16 in May. So I took it like that build up too. So the 6 months that we had to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I did a little bit of driver's ed in the wintertime, you know, kind of that first part there. And so I'd go and go to the class, do all the tests and everything, and then do the driver's, the driver's exams with the teacher. But I'm pretty sure my teacher was high all the time. This guy should not have been teaching youths how to drive cars. He was, the car reeked like weed every single time we got into it. But it was good. You know, I passed it on my first try. It was pretty easy. I did it in the town of Dodgeville, Wisconsin. I did great. The only thing I did wrong, I only got 1 point off of my driver's test. I only missed one thing. And that was, and it was BS too. It was BS because their parking lot was kind of like a one-way. So you pulled in one side, you went out the other side. Well, when I went to pull out to start the test, I was on kind of the left side of the driveway because it was one way. But he's like, oh, well, you know, you really should have been on the right side. People pulling in. And I'm like, yeah, but no, it's a one-way thing. People don't pull in here.
Moron.
They pull in the
other
way. Yeah, are you high right now, sir? But no, I passed it with flying colors. But I was so stressed. I'll never forget this. I was so stressed after it because this was the biggest deal. This was the biggest thing in the world to me. I don't know if kids nowadays get as excited about it, but like I knew I needed to pass this. I needed to get that so I could be free. And so after I passed my test, I had mom drive me back to school because I'm like, Mom, can you just drive? I'm so stressed. I passed. I got it and everything. And then to top it all off, my car that I had, it was an 86 Cadillac Coupe DeVille. It was waiting for me in the parking lot. I pull out of the parking lot. This is my first day with my license. My buddy, Peter Dockin, I pull up next to him right on the street in between the middle school and the high school. He's like, Brock, got your license. I'm like, yeah. He goes, that thing do a burnout? I'm like, hell yeah, it does. It was a big old, you know, like 400 cubic inch Cadillac and two-door Coupe DeVille. I'm like, hell yeah, it doesn't burn out. So I neutral drop it. I end up dropping the tranny right there. We had to push the car. We had to push the car back into the parking lot. If my mom's listening right now, I don't know if she knows this story or not. But anyway, so we push it back into the parking lot. It's just dripping fluid. I call mom and dad. And I'm like, hey, there's something wrong with the car. I don't know what's going on. I won't move.
So mad, I don't know. Your dad knew. He knew what was going on.
Of course they do. Of course they do. So, again, mom and dad, I'm sorry. How was your driver's ed?
I failed my first one.
Did you really? Oh, no.
I did. You know what, though? Yeah, you're going to laugh at this. I passed everything with flying colors. Parallel parking, dude, like a champ. I've been driving since I was like two. Stick shift, everything, man. I was very confident. Too confident, Brock. I was speeding. The number one thing you don't do in your driver's ed test is speed.
Yeah.
And for God's sakes, I did. I went like five over a few times. And my dad, because your dad had to go with you or your mom in the back seat to just kind of supervise, blah, 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 you know. And I'm kind of glancing up at my dad in the rearview mirror. And, dude, he's straight up facepalming. He didn't even say anything. He's like, why am I here? He's like, I know you're going to fail this. We get out of the car, and like the instructor went to go do something, you know, to mark something down. And he kind of grabbed me up. And he's like, dude, what are you speeding for, man? He's like, we're going to have to take this again. And sure enough, he came back. He's like, man, yeah, you did everything great, but you sped here, you sped there, and I can't let you pass. Like, I'm sorry.
That was the hard part, too, is because if you go too slow, they ding you points. And then if you speed, that's an automatic fail. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was like $80 to do it again. So, like, my dad is just like, damn it, dude. Slow down.
That's coming out of your allowance. I thought you were going to say you were so comfortable. You were like sitting there, like, you know, driving one handed. You cracked a beer with your other hand. Like,
hey, doing the Detroit lean, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, it was. I'm surprised that your parent went with you. And then also, I'm thinking about, did I go to an unsafe place? Because no, my mom just waited in the parking lot for me after I went out with a complete stranger to go drive a vehicle. Good God.
Well,
man.
You made it back. I'll tell you, the girl that we do it in pairs, like you were paired with somebody and you'd practice driving up until your final test.
Yep.
Well, you would have to ride in the back while the instructor was watching her drive. Dude, this girl I was paired with had no idea even what a steering wheel was. And I'm telling you, one of the most terrifying experiences of my life, driving on the road in a van with this lady. Because the vans they had a brake on the passenger side, so the instructor could just slam the brake, you know, at any given point. Dude, she was riding the brake the whole time. The instructor was riding the brake, just avoiding accidents left and right. And I have two seat belts on, a helmet on, ready to just barrel roll out of this car. Because I'm like, dude, my life is not worth this. I won't drive for the rest of my life. Just get me out of here. Just wide-eyed.
Damn.
Even the instructor was like,
never believe it. That girl turned out to be Danica Patrick. Who knew? It's crazy.
Right.
Well, there you go. Watch out when you're taking your driver's ed test because you could end up through a building. That's your WTF. Yep.